Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Dire Straits bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Charles Hughes. He's with the economics21.org website, outstanding policy analysis website. I encourage you to check it out. Part of the Manhattan Institute. Charles, thanks again for being here. We're talking about NAFTA. NAFTA's been going on for more than 20 years. Now comes a new president, President Trump, who is shaking things up in the world of trade. I don't like some of the ways that he sounds, because I'm a free trader, Charles, but I'm also a fair trader, and I believe that it's more his nature to reset everybody's attitude about, you know, that everything's on the table. I don't think he's a protectionist any more than any of the last few presidents have been protectionists. I don't think he's like that, but I do think he is an America first person, and I think he's right what he said to Davos, in the audience at Davos. He said every country should negotiate for the best interests of their own country. And as an American, as an American free trader, I like that attitude, Charles.
Well, I think you're on the right track in that we should look at possibly improving every free trade agreement, including NAFTA that we're part of. I think the concern, again, like you touched on, is that NAFTA, to some extent and in many areas, has been incredibly beneficial, so we shouldn't, so to speak, throw the baby out with the bathwater in looking to update or improve the agreement by potentially withdrawing and throwing a whole lot of upheaval into a lot of sectors. Right. Where we've seen a lot of success.
Well, and NAFTA is certainly a big one to take extra consideration in, because Mexico and Canada are our two biggest trading partners, aren't they?
Well, that's exactly right. And you can see it in particular sectors as well. Like the American energy sector has been one of the industries that has been booming the most recently in America. And the Trump administration, rightfully so, has trumpeted the successes there. Canada and Mexico have been incredibly important to the success of the domestic energy industry. Our crude oil and petroleum exports to both countries have surged in recent years. We still rely on energy imports from these countries, so having low tariffs and open access to markets is incredibly important.
What you know is going on in the negotiations. What do you think the major sticking points are that they're trying to work out right now?
Well, so I think there are two kind of distinct threads that the U.S. has signaled that they're interested in. One is reducing barriers to industries that kind of still have them in place, even with NAFTA as it's currently constructed. So within agriculture, particularly dairy, some barriers and some tariffs and quotas are still in place, and they've signaled interest in opening those markets to American producers. So that's one area.
Are you saying that there's been a barrier to our goods going to those countries, but not their goods to come into our country?
Canada still has some measures in place related to the dairy industry, and I think that the U.S. negotiators have signaled that that's an area they're interested in right. opening further to American producers. So, yes, exactly in that vein.
Right.
And then one of the major negotiating points seems to be with cars. And actually, that's one of the most recent developments that I think has just occurred, is the U.S. trade rep has recalled the chief negotiator for car issues back to Washington from the talks that are going on right now to meet with American industry representatives, which seems like an indication that cars and country of origin rules and kind of the rules that dictate how trade for cars between the countries is going to evolve moving forward. And I think that's indicative of how complicated sometimes it can be, because as I mentioned before, it's not as easy as just here's the number of completed final goods or final cars that are being exported from this country to that country. A lot of the intermediate parts that are made or used to make cars come to the U.S. and then are used in manufacturing those final goods. So even the car representatives are a little wary of taking too hard a line
right.
within this car sphere, even though it could potentially be improved to some degree.
Mm-hmm. What about is the textile industry pretty much gone from even from Mexico now?
Well, I think just broader developments. I think it's important to remember that even the most recent economic report of the president alluded to other developments outside of trade that have also had a large effect on manufacturing, whether it's in textiles, automobiles, whatever it might be, automation, technological development, changing preferences. All of these can also affect manufacturing jobs mm-hmm. or production.
Because over the last 20 years, the American textile industry basically was transported to Mexico. And a lot of people don't realize,
right.
a lot of people say we should end NAFTA and go get those textile jobs and bring them back. What people don't realize is those jobs are only in Mexico about 10 years. And they went to Asia after that. They're not even there anymore.
Well, exactly. I think that kind of cuts to the core of why it can be difficult and a little bit tricky and perhaps even counterproductive in some cases to try to pull these policy
right.
levers to protect or to find these specific jobs in specific industries.
Hold on to that thought, Charles. Hold on, Charles. I got to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk about why small business should care about these new negotiations of NAFTA.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.